Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
October is Agriculture Month in Saskatchewan. First of all, a little bit of background. How did the Agriculture Month observance come about, and what is the primary intent or goal of this celebration?
So Agriculture Month was initially kind of put forward by the Ministry of Agriculture, and this would have been decades ago, an opportunity to celebrate agriculture in the province of Saskatchewan, and something that everybody really can take part in. So as it's evolved through time, Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan has been a stronger part of it. Really what our goal is for Agriculture Month is to draw attention to food and farming, invite conversations and engagement around not only food that we consume, but how the food that we're producing here in the province is made. And if there are questions from consumers, to ask farmers and ranchers who are producing it.
What is the significance of agriculture generally for Saskatchewan, both in terms of its culture and its economy, and why?
So if you look at really the backbone of Saskatchewan, if you go back into the early 1900s when all the settlers were coming into the land to settle, the strong majority of individuals were farmers and ranchers that were settling on the land. And that really has been the backbone of the Saskatchewan economy and the culture that really grew up since then. So now, even though we have a stronger amount of the population that is actually urban in nature, there's still a strong economy and a strong presence of agriculture and rural life. So I think what this does, it highlights the importance of agriculture for the province, and again, draws a little bit of the light to understand with those urbanites or people that don't know as much as food or food production, to ask those questions and make sure they're as informed as possible on the subject, since they are consumers of the food we produce.
What are the highlights planned for Agriculture Month this year?
So to kick off things, what we're going to have is a launch on October the 4th. Here we'll be at the Food Innovation Center with the Minister of Agriculture, Minister Merritt, as well as Federated Co-op is going to be there to have a funding announcement. So it's going to be a great opportunity to kind of kickstart Agriculture Month. From there, on Saturday, we'll have a booth at the Saskatoon Farmers Market where we're going to have the virtual farm reality headsets, again, an opportunity for consumers to actually see working farms and ranches here in this country, and get an opportunity to speak with different farmers and ranchers. Leading off the next little bit of the week, we'll have a panel session at the University of Saskatchewan where we're going to examine a little bit more the plant protein versus animal protein, have some great speakers on the panel, and just invite students and professors and people in the community to come in and ask questions really about their food, and have some experts there to answer the questions. Now, these are some of the events that are actually physical events. We're going to have a strong social media presence as well, using the hashtags Our Food Has a Story and Celebrate Ag. With this, there's going to be a contest. We're going to draw randomly from posts a $250 gift certificate for people who are engaging online as well, using the hashtag Our Food Has a Story. So really it's multi-prong, all in the terms of engagement and trying to get some conversation and promotion of agriculture within the province. So we're really excited to share in all these different events.
Why are these types of celebrations or observances so important?
Really, when you look at the bulk of the population of this country, we're at around 3% or less of the population that actually has a personal tie to farming or ranching. So that means you have 97% roughly of the population that doesn't have that opportunity to speak with a family member or a friend to actually get a true depiction of what happens on a grain farm or a cattle ranch or any of the different farms out there. So then what happens is if you go to social media or do a web search on Google, you're going to find things that aren't necessarily true or pro modern agriculture. And I think creating some of these different opportunities and celebrating agriculture is just another way that we as farmers and ranchers in Saskatchewan can actually engage consumers and make sure they have truthful information about how their food is being grown.
How can anyone interested get more information on Agriculture Month or the activities planned to observe that celebration?
So as I mentioned, you can always use our hashtag to be part of this. So the two hashtags we're using are Food Has a Story and Celebrate Ag. You can also go to our website, which is farmfoodcaresk.org. Click under the events, which will have our Food Has a Story, and learn more about the different events that we're having during the month of October.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I just say that I think all of the listeners do have an opportunity and a role to play in making sure we're building trust in agriculture, and hopefully as many as possible can take part either online or through their own avenues to be part of Agriculture Month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.